So you and a competing station have simultaneously broken an online news story. Whose post gets more traction? Today, we'll give you tips to ensure that your post outperforms theirs.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And competitive SEO, it's for authors who want to see their content thrive. The authors that do this, they are obsessed a little bit about their post getting the most traction as possible. So this week, let's use a specific news post example that you and a competing radio station or TV station or newspaper have broken simultaneously. You both have the same type of information within the post at the exact same time. Whose post is going to get more traction and reach more people? Well, the story that we're going to be talking about, let's just say it's an overnight house fire where the dog wakes the residents and they escape without losing their lives. Everybody made it out okay. All right, so let's take audience size, signal strength, and population factors completely off the table. As a matter of fact, let's say that neither entity is promoting this on air or over social media. We're just letting the online post do everything. So you must follow some search engine optimization techniques or SEO to ensure your post gets more traction than theirs do. SEO covers a wide variety of strategies and activities based on what we know about how search engines determine their rankings. It's not a science requiring special agencies or a big budget or anything like that to handle. I mean, search engine optimization really is something that you can do. It just means following simple steps to ensure that your content is created properly and in such a way where search engines want to grab it and then want to give it higher rankings than other content on the internet. If you have a WordPress website, you've already taken a big step in SEO because that platform is already well optimized for search engines, but you just have to place the blocks in certain places where they belong. Now, here are five ways that your post can outperform theirs. These tips are not just for this special use case of this particular news story. They should be used for anything that you are posting online on a daily basis to maximize your exposure. Number one is to be keyword-minded. Keywords are short phrases. They could be words. I know it says word in the title, but it could also be a short phrase that describes your content's topic. An excellent way to find the keyword or phrase about the content you are creating is to predict what your audience might type into a search engine to find that news story or piece of content. The keyword or phrase in this example could be a house fire or dog saves family, something like that. Once you've chosen this keyword or phrase, use it in key places, including the title, a heading within the copy, the content itself, of course, and even image alt and title tags. Everything works together around that keyword or phrase. Now, be smart about the way that you use keywords, though, because filling a page full of the same keyword, that is known as keyword stuffing, and search engines frown highly on this. It makes your content appear unnatural, spammy, and will actually get your entire website penalized. Rather than just that one particular page, your whole website becomes penalized for this, and then everything that you post is actually pushed lower in the search results. They got your number, all right? So don't keyword stuff, because more is not better. Number two is ensure that you use SEO-friendly permalinks. Permalinks are the URL of the page or the post that you're posting. This is also what people will see whenever they share that link out. The permalink can become too long if your title has too many words in it. You know, normally it's like yoursite.com/ maybe the category, and then /the name of the title of the post. Well, if this is very long, it affects your SEO as well. Manually edit this before you hit publish on the post so that it only contains the keyword or phrase that has those relevant words in it. Number three is incorporate useful internal and external links. That's right. Links either to other places within your website or even external links can help any post that you do. Google and other search engines look to see how your website is connected internally as well as to other websites. So, for example, in this particular article about the dog saving the lives of these people in this overnight fire, we could link out to other articles on fire safety or pet heroism, that sort of thing. And when you do this, what search engines do is it tells those crawlers and those other search engines that your content, how it relates to other similar content. It also encourages people who find that you have linked to their website to link back to yours, which communicates to search engines that your content is very valuable. And as with keywords, this is a strategy that you'll want to use carefully because your rankings will suffer if you cram too many links into your content or use links that are irrelevant to the content that you're posting. All right, number four is optimize well-chosen images. The quality and the size of the images that you attach to your content can affect your loading speed, which is a ranking factor. Large images can degrade the overall score and push your listing lower in the search results. Also, crawlers will look at specific information attached to these images called metadata, such as the file names, the alt text, and the title text, when trying to index and understand what your particular page or your post or your site is all about. Assign a featured image to your article that also grabs visitors' attention. This is very important. Just don't use some sort of clip art that just says fire or something like that, or alert or something that's generic. Avoid choosing an image like that in haste because the image is going to gather more clicks. People click on images that draw them in. If you don't have an image from the scene, that's fine. Use AI tools to create a custom image that might be similar. So in this case, if we don't have an image of a house fire, we can ask AI to create one, or we could grab an image from a fire truck or fire lights or a house on fire, just anything like that that is very similar that will draw people in to want to click on that news story. Give each image a descriptive file name, alt text, and descriptions. You don't want to upload an image that just says abc123.jpg. Try to give each of those image names the keyword that you're using, like dogrescuespeople.jpg. And every image that you upload to your website should have a custom title and alt tags that match what the image contains. Dog running from house on fire or something like that. And if you can incorporate the keyword that you use for your article, that's going to make it even better because Google looks at every one of those things, the file name, the alt tag, and the title tags, and it determines how that image relates to your article. If everything matches, then that post gets boosted in the search engine rankings. All right, lastly, number five in our list today is to write longer form content when possible. When search engine algorithms decide how to rank content, they pay special attention to the length. This doesn't mean that shorter content never ranks highly, but longer content has an advantage because search engines consider it more comprehensive and better at communicating the topic. It also encourages visitors to spend more time on your website. And the length of time that visitors spend on your website now is a new ranking factor in the new GA4 analytics. So when creating content, try to make it as in-depth as possible. If your article is longer or twice the length of your competitors, it has a better chance of ranking better. Now, a bonus tip is to install an SEO plugin. We recommend Yoast SEO, which is absolutely free. There's a Rank Math, and there's other plugins as well if you're using WordPress that can help you identify areas to improve in your pages and posts. It actually gives you a red, yellow, or green light score based on certain criteria within your article, how many times you use the keyword, the description length for the article, and all kinds of other factors. It gives you a score and ways to improve. This is very, very important tools to use if you're in the competitive SEO space. And really, all SEO is competitive SEO. Every piece of content that you create is competing for eyes and time on the internet. And while these tips that we've given today may be a few extra steps every time that you're creating a news article, they're really essential to ensure that your content gets the most exposure possible. And consider these tips no matter what kind of content that you're creating. If you're creating about us pages or advertise with us pages, think how these tips could help you better manipulate all of this content to get more exposure and to do better than your competition is doing. Because if your advertise with us page is better optimized than your competition, then there's a better chance for advertisers out there looking for advertisers in your area to find your station rather than your competition. That's what it's all about. And I hope these tips help you. If they do, please reach out to us and let us know at skyrocketradio.com. And if you or someone you know needs help with your radio station website, we're always here to help, again, at skyrocketradio.com. That's all for this week. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit BetterRadioWebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit SkyrocketRadio.com.